Today, talk is cheap. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Despite the revelations of the Royal Commission, ASIC is still experiencing deliberate delays from financial institutions in meeting reporting requirements. As reported in the Financial Standard today, talk is indeed cheap. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here is the link. Last Friday, ASIC Chair James Shipton told the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Corporations and Financial Services that the regulator is still experiencing slow and delayed responses from financial institutions and, in some cases, overtly technical responses aimed at delay. This is despite a key finding of the Royal Commission's interim report being that the industry has been repeatedly dishonest with both the community and regulators, Shipton said. And unfortunately, whilst we are hearing important acknowledgements from leaders of financial institutions about change, such change is not happening as quickly as it should, he said. Due process is important, but it must not be manipulated to disrupt the achievement of fair, appropriate, and honest outcomes. And he then warned institutions of the ramifications if such conduct continues. If institutions lie or are otherwise dishonest with us, we will use every power available to us to punish that behaviour. I am a firm believer in the importance and effectiveness of court-based enforcement tools. They are the foundation of any regulator, Shipton said. Further, in defending ASIC on criticisms of its effectiveness in recent years, Shipton questioned whether the entity he leads should be resourced differently to meet community expectations. Shipton said, any comments as to ASIC's regulatory approach should be considered in the context of its size, stating ASIC has been designed over the arc of its history and how Australia's financial system has evolved over the years to have its own unique characteristics. He said, now is the right time to discuss whether ASIC and its peers are right-sized in relation to the new industry funding model, unique characteristics of Australia's financial system, size of Australia's financial markets, number of consumers, number of people engaged in the industry, and the clear expectations of the community. Shipton clarified that he was not demanding greater resources, but instead looked to start an important policy conversation. For me, my own experience as a regulator in Hong Kong in a system that has also an industry funding model is instructive. There, on an adjusted basis in terms of financial services GDP and financial services population, Hong Kong's financial regulators are three times the size of Australia's, he said. But, as we discussed yesterday in our post Three Lies of Finance, it's a bigger question than funding and regulation. We need to look at the fundamental culture of the finance sector. And this was underscored today by Professor Samuel when he told the COBA 2018 convention in Melbourne that the customer-owned banking sector is in a pretty good place. The major banks, he said, have a major repair job ahead of them to restore trust in their approach to their customers. And they are all now loudly proclaiming that they have been remiss in not putting their customers first. They are all promising to do so henceforth. But will they walk the walk? Will their institutional shareholders permit them to deviate from their perception of their primary remit to increase the wealth of shareholders, he asked? And how long will the shocking revelations of the Royal Commission remain at the forefront of their strategies for governance and cultural change? The customer-owned banking sector has different drivers and thus a different foundation on which to base their culture. And if they take advantage of the opprobrium currently attached to the major banks and the structure their conduct around the should we do it culture, they have a lot to gain from current events. For they have the flexibility and motivation to not just talk about placing the customer first, but to actually walk the walk, Professor Samuel said. And that is the point. We need to move beyond vague words to real changes in behaviour driven by leadership from the top, as well as new processes and structures. The regulators may have a chance then, but without it, they are simply whistling into the wind and nothing will change. As always, if you like what you heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.